There's really no other station.
The People Station.
FM 89.9 KMOJ. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. And letting you know, Walter Q. Burbanks Jr. got you on the afternoon drive and locking in with Little Moments Count. That's right, Little Moments Count. Letting you know that this afternoon's drive time is presented in partnership with Little Moments Count. Little Moments Count is a statewide collaborative focusing on helping parents and caregivers learn about the importance of brain development in the first 3 years of one's life. Nearly 80% of the brain growth happens in the first 1,000 days of a small person's interaction. When we're talking about playing, we're talking about reading, we're talking about singing, and that helps to create that pathway when it comes to a child's brain during that early stage of life. And if you like more information, you can always lock in at littlemomentscount.org. And for the listening audience, this early afternoon, we got locked in Carrie Johnson, and I'd like to say a good early afternoon to you, and how are you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
And for the listening audience, can you just give us a little bit of insight about yourself? I know it comes with the Community Impact Program Officer and Starts Early Funders Coalition Coordinator, and also when it comes to Greater Twin Cities United Way. So talk to us and let us know, what does all of that mean?
Yeah, first of all, I want to say congratulations on your induction to the Hall of Fame. Great, great news. So, and a great honor. I'm really happy for you. And thanks for having me today. So I am a program officer at the Greater Twin Cities United Way. Part of the hat that I wear there is doing grant making into our community and with our community partners. And then I also coordinate a statewide coalition called the Start Early Funders Coalition, which is a group of about 19 funders and foundations that get together and really try to advance the outcomes of early childhood education.
Now, give us some insight when we're talking about that advocacy for Children's Day. And we're talking about in St. Paul, and it's going to take place at the Capitol. What is it all about? What's happening? What's that rally all about?
Yeah, so this event is hosted by the Greater Twin Cities United Way, which, you know, aims to fuel lasting change in our community by uniting change makers, advocating for social good, and developing solutions to address challenges that no one can solve alone. And we're doing that event in partnership with the Start Early Funders Coalition and also the Sheltering Arms Foundation. And then we have a whole host of community partners that are coming together. So on the 15th of April, which is, you know, next Monday, we're going to be down there bright and early, around 9:30. We're going to start gathering in the rotunda at the Capitol, and really just bringing awareness to, you know, the issue of affordable, accessible childcare, the importance of having access to high quality early learning opportunities that are culturally relevant, trauma-informed, just really bringing awareness to the issue. We're going to have a whole host of speakers, and we're going to have a chance to meet with our legislators. There'll be a story time. Legislators will be reading to our young kids and families as well. So it's really just going to be a great day to energize and bring us all together around a cause that we're all very passionate about.
And as a community impact program officer, and we're talking about over at the Greater Twin Cities United Way, what was that that inspired you, or what got you involved into that advocating side for affordable child care? And we're talking about at that early learning programs.
Yeah. You know, we have an innovation team as well as a holistic grant making team that focuses on educational success in early childhood education and beyond. And for one, we're unashamedly going to name the problem. Children and families do not have equitable access to high quality, affordable, trauma-informed and culturally responsive early learning programs. And second, we got to just acknowledge that what persistently contributes to that lack of access, kids not being ready for school, not having access, it not being affordable, can't have access, right? We define unaffordable as anytime you're paying more than 7% of your household income towards childcare. And we know realistically, families are paying 21%, 31%, and some we're hearing are even paying 50% of their income towards childcare. So it's really an issue that, you know, affects everyone. And it's something that we have to think about, how those wraparound holistic services can support that, how our policies, how our practices, how our funding streams work, that it shouldn't be a choice to say, I have to quit a job because I can't afford childcare. So I'm passionate about it. I was a young parent raising five kids. It affected me then. I'm now a grandparent. It's affecting my grandkids and my kids as folks that want to, you know, people who want to work and want to grow in their career and in their innovations. And, you know, childcare is a barrier.
Now, when we're looking at child care itself and affordability of child care, and then looking at the particular day that's going to come and take place on the 15th of April at the Capitol, what is it that you need from the listening audience or would like to see happen when it comes to going out there and being there for that rally?
Yeah, I mean, showing up is one of the best ways that we can amplify the issue. We've heard from parents and caregivers of our youngest learners that childcare is not affordable. We want to communicate that to our legislators. There's going to be an opportunity for families to find out who their legislator is and go talk to their legislator the day of the rally. So in addition to making some noise in the rotunda, we're also going to be able to have those one-on-one conversations to really, you know, hit that message home that we need affordable child care now. And families are just simply too burdened by the cost. And it's, you know, it's time to look at the child tax credit, to look at other things that we know can help, like the Great Start Affordability Act that really recognizes that even our middle class working families are impacted by the cost of child care as well.
And if there's some things that are out there that you have been through out of your time of doing that you do, is there anything that you see that sometimes that exists that we don't even speak about or don't even see happening that causes that gap of situations to develop?
Yeah, I mean, professionally, I've seen the wait list for scholarships, the wait list for childcare assistance. I've seen co-pays go up so that families can't afford co-pays. The wait times just to hear back if they're going to get childcare or not. Parents who have turned down raises, promotions, and jobs. Parents who are quitting jobs just because it's not sustainable for them. Some are, you know, like I said, reporting that they pay 50% of their income. But we also know, like, kids are getting suspended. Early childhood, children ages 2, 3, 4, 5 are getting suspended. You know, for walking through open doors that they without permission, parents are missing work and losing jobs because of their children's trauma responses. It's a whole host of issues that we don't even often really think about. And personally, I remember getting in a car accident when my kids were little and my husband worked overtime to pay for our deductible on our car repairs for our insurance. And that caused our copay to go up so high that we had to take our kids out of childcare. And it's just the fact that 20, 30 years in the making, this we haven't solved this problem yet. It's still a challenge that families are facing. It just shouldn't be so hard, right? We should have some equitable outcomes for children and families so that it's not a barrier to be able to go to work. It's not a barrier to be able to go to school. It's not a barrier to be able to keep a job, keep your housing, right? Because as soon as you lose childcare, you might lose your job, you might lose your housing. So they're very interrelated and they're very interconnected to each other. And the time for some solutions legislatively is now.
And when we're talking about legislation and voting and that whole process, how important is it for one to get up, get out, and to vote? That's number one. And then number two, as a parent, and speaking of having five, what would you say to someone that's out there that's going through it? Because you've seen some of the ups and some of the downs that would give them encouragement to continue in the route that they need to go in order to make things better.
I mean, one thing is agency, right? Like, I remember a time when I didn't feel like my voice mattered. And that's the one thing. Like, your vote matters, your voice matters. it's the one thing that keeps me going. And we think about success stories and milestones that we've achieved through advocacy work. Seeing our parents and our providers share their stories, engage in advocacy, they're testifying, they're writing op-eds, they're serving on boards, they're sitting at tables they haven't been invited to before, writing blogs, running for school board, just really finding their voice. So yes, your voice matters, your vote matters. You know, just seeing that you can influence, you can tap into your power and talk to your legislators. And we have a Great Start MN website right now where we have been meeting with our legislators and recording their own childcare stories. And many of our legislators are impacted by lack of affordable childcare as well. So we also want to just celebrate the fact that when we do lift our voice and we do share our stories and we do get engaged, we saw last session an historic $2.5 billion for children and families in Minnesota. Yes, that's only over 2 years. We'll be right back at the Capitol asking for some more money in the future. But that is real testimony that our voices and our engagement matters.
No doubt, no doubt. And if by chance I missed a question or two, is there anything else you'd like to add?
You know, I would love just to see everybody, you know, come down to Advocacy for Children Day on the 15th. You know, our call to action really is we need to provide consistent and dedicated funds to support a robust early childhood system. We need to hear from folks. We need to hear your stories. We need to know how this is impacting you. And you know, we'd love to have you get engaged with our advisory group that meets in a very unconventional way so that it's accessible for our parents and our teachers and our educators in early childhood. The rally is really a great point of connecting with us to know how to engage going forward.
And when is that rally going to take place again and what time?
April 15th, 9:30 to 11:30, but folks will be starting to pour in around 9 o'clock.
I'd like to say thank Monday. You very much for the time and opportunity, and you keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Yes, thank you.
No doubt, no doubt. It's FM 89.9 KMOJ. And ladies and gentlemen, letting you know that if you like to get a rebroadcast of this particular show, you can lock in to littlemomentscount.org/podcast. Or you can just lock in and visit the website at littlemomentscount.org. And again, that was none other than Carrie Johnson. And she is the Community Impact Program Officer, Starter Early Funders. And we're talking about the Coalition of Coordinator as well, Greater Twin Cities United Way. It's FM 89.9 KMOJ. No doubt about it. It's truly the People's Station.
KMOJ is the most listened to station in the Twin Cities.